Hi, welcome to the Good News Show. I'm your host, Terry Modica.
Hi, and now as we continue to talk about how the Blessed Mother Mary helps us live in the power of the Holy Spirit, I'd like to talk about the Rosary. The Rosary is sometimes used as a bribe, trying to bribe God. If I do a novena of the Rosary, God will be so impressed that he's going to answer my prayer. Or if I do a novena of the Rosary, the Blessed Mother has to be convinced by my efforts to plead on my behalf to Jesus, to get Jesus to change his mind. That's not what happens. Jesus' mind is already set on what is best, and it's our minds that need to change. And the Blessed Mother helps us align our thoughts with Jesus' thoughts and helps us align our will and our dreams with what Jesus is wanting for us and dreaming for us. And this is done through the Holy Spirit. You see, the Rosary is a set of mysteries, most of them about the life of Jesus. One of them is about the descent of the Holy Spirit, not just coming on the first disciples, but on us too. All of the mysteries of the Rosary can be looked at this way. Somehow my life is revealed in that mystery. Somehow Jesus's life in me, the Holy Spirit's activity in me, is revealed in the mysteries of the Rosary. Pray the Rosary with that in mind. How, for example, do the joyful mysteries match up with your life? How does your life connect with the Annunciation that Mary experienced, where she was called to bring Jesus into the world? You're called to bring Jesus into the world. You know, how do we experience the luminous mysteries? The mysteries where Jesus was teaching and spreading the good news. How does your life connect to the sorrowful mysteries? You know, every pain that you experience, Jesus experienced it too. And of course, the glorious mysteries. Our life is resurrected from the cross through the Holy Spirit's activity in us. And every mystery of the Rosary reveals to us the Holy Spirit's activity in our lives. If we spend time meditating on the mysteries of the Rosary as we're praying those mysteries, we shouldn't babble through the mysteries. We shouldn't rush through them. There is much that the Holy Spirit wants to reveal to us as we are praying through the mysteries themselves. This also is how we live in the power of the Holy Spirit. This is a tremendous tool. The Rosary defeats evil. The Rosary sends demons running. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is so deeply embedded in these mysteries of the Rosary. If we are not paying attention to that, then I'm not sure what the point of praying the Rosary is. And it's certainly not going to chase away demons. And it doesn't work miracles. But living in the power of the Holy Spirit does work miracles. Go and pray at least one mystery of the Rosary each morning. Instead of doing a novena, do a life. One mystery a day, praying about, meditating on what the Holy Spirit is telling you about that mystery and your own calling, your own life, your own situations that you're struggling with or the challenges that you're facing that particular day. Now, there's a spiritual exercise that can not only enliven the life of the Holy Spirit in you and deepen your relationship with the Blessed Mother, but you'll never be the same again. Once we fully realize how connected we are to Jesus, anything's possible. Anything that God wants becomes possible.
This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on GNM.org today. God bless you with His abundant love.